Introducing Dollars, Dreams, and Donuts. The Unfiltered Truth About Money. Hello, my lovely friend. I am Leon, an AI voice narration assistant for Yasir Mahadi. If this is your first time listening to an audiobook by Yasir Mahadi, Dollars, Dreams, and Donuts is the fourth book in his series. Here are some other books written by the one and only author, Yasir Mahadi. The Digital Millionaire Mindset, The School of Digital Product Creation, The 50-Page Million Dollar Idea, and finally, The Billionaire's Secret to Sales and Marketing. Who is this book for? Like I said, in case this is your first time to interact with the author Yasir Mahadi, this book is written for aspiring entrepreneurs, developers, freelancers, and small business owners, or anyone who wants to unlock the potential of passive income in the digital world. Whether you're a technology expert looking for new opportunities, or an experienced employee looking to increase your income, this book will teach you how to use digital-based ways to generate passive income. From understanding the basics of how money works to building systems that will work for you and maximizing revenue opportunities. This book provides actionable strategies and real-life examples to help you on your journey to financial freedom. So without wasting any time, let's get started. Chapter 1. The One Big Lie. Your dreams will come true. This is how most of our journeys start. I know you may have gone to school. It doesn't matter what level you're at the moment. You studied really very hard and absolutely crushed it, and you have graduated with flying colors. As I said, it doesn't matter if it's high school, college, or university. The level is not important at all. After what feels like an age of searching for a job, you finally find a new job advert that catches your eye. You applied and guess what? Your name was on the shortlist. You nailed the interview and guess what? You are blessed and got the job. Huge congratulations! Your dream has come true! Or am I just kidding you? Big dreams don't just happen. The truth is, after a few months, you realized that the job wasn't paying well. So you decided to get a second job, and unfortunately, the same cycle repeats itself. Low pay, too much work, missed holidays, and you just realize that you don't have any time for yourself. Are you facing the same challenge, or am I just making this up? As I travel around today, I see that fuel prices are going up, electricity bills are going up, almost everything you want to buy in the market is going up, and you still have to pay the tax bills. I know you work very hard and yet it is not easy to make it. You may be thinking that in order to make ends meet, you should cut back on that daily coffee you enjoy with your colleagues. But will that really help? I know you are now looking for another better way to earn an income, but the big problem is that you don't know what to do. Can I take another course? But it'll take too long. It will take me several months to finish, which is a long way from getting a job in this field. I just want to know if this is really you. In this book, Dollars, Dreams, and Donuts, I want to talk to you personally. You are probably looking for a better income to provide for yourself and your family. Or maybe an income where you can support your dreams, travel around the world, and have some good life experience. If you have really picked up this book because you want to change your life, God has a great plan for you. You are in the right place at the right time. When I was traveling around East Africa as a digital skills mentor, trainer, filmmaker, and photojournalist, I have come across this common problem among the youth today. It was while working with the Solidarity Initiative for Refugees in Kakuma Refugee Camp that I learned something really important. At the time, we were implementing the LEAP program, a World University Service of Canada program that helps young refugee mothers and school dropouts learn digital skills and become self-employed online. Initially, the biggest challenge for me wasn't actually teaching. It was getting the students in the Fast 3 cohort to believe in themselves. I almost had a heart attack trying to make them believe that we could make their dreams come true. For most of them, however, thinking about succeeding seemed impossible. With each class we enrolled, I realized that my role was more than just a trainer or mentor. I had to focus on training at least one student to earn at least $5 in the class so that we could use that result as real proof. A few months passed and we got some of my best performing students to help me as co-mentors within the program. From there, curiosity grew, interest grew, and slowly our students began to gain confidence and implement what we had trained them to do. This transformation was incredible to watch. I could not believe it myself. As a teacher, I also gathered my courage. As you know, in any class, if students are struggling, it could be due to their own challenges, or it could reflect areas where the teacher needs to improve. I thought I was the problem. My real happiness was when SIR released the 2023 annual report. Our students had earned over 14 million Kenyan shillings through the program, a testament to the skills we had taught them. You might think that my deepest happiness came from their financial achievement, but in fact it came from witnessing our students' faith in the process, and most importantly, in me as their mentor. Their achievement was a direct reflection of our teamwork, the support we received from SIR, who provided us with the necessary tools and the constant encouragement from the co-mentors. Not forgetting our partners, who often visited to encourage our students and reinforced my dream, not only as an educator, but as a trusted leader that students could rely on to guide them towards their potential. I could not have achieved this alone. We did it together. Beyond the classroom, I've also seen many people struggling with issues such as low wages, excessive taxes, and inflation. So what must be the problem? Is it the greed of our government? No. After reading over 15 books by multi-billionaires, I realized that many of these problems are due to our education system. The lack of practical financial education in schools. If you have really picked up this book because you want to change your life, congratulations. I am very happy to be on your side. I ask only one thing of you. I want you to first believe in yourself and trust me in what you will learn from me in this book. I personally wrote this book to help you. But before we get into the details, let me tell you a story. When I was working in Kakuma refugee camp, I learned something very important about money from a wise old man called Abdi. One lovely, sunny afternoon, I went to the market as usual. That's when I had my first interaction with Abdi. Abdi was from Somalia and had been living in Kakuma for a long time. I'm not sure exactly how long he'd been at the camp, but I'd guess around 18 years. He has a story that is full of adventure. Like many refugees in the camp, he lost his home in a scary attack in Somalia. He came to Kenya as a refugee with his two kids, leaving behind everything, and now he is making a new life for himself here. I was so lucky to see him every evening at the market, where people gathered for coffee and chats. That evening, I invited him to join me for a cup of coffee. As we sat, I told him all about my problems, the hot weather, the fuel price going up, and how little money I made at my job. Abdi listened with interest and then asked me if I had finished school. I told him I'd even gone to university, but still hadn't found a great high-paying job. He smiled and asked if I thought a better job would make everything better. Absolutely, I replied, convinced that a better job would lead to financial stability. Abdi smiled gently, but there was a hint of sadness in his eyes. In the next few months, you will land another high-paying job, perhaps even better than this one, he said, his voice soft yet firm. As we finished our coffee, I handed him a 2,000 Kenyan shilling note in appreciation for his company. Abdi took the money, thanked me with a kind kiss on the forehead, and said he was grateful for the blessings. I thanked him for his time with me, and I stood to leave, but his next words stopped me in my tracks. Money, he began, his eyes locking onto mine, is just a tool, nothing more. It's not about earning more. What's important is knowing what to do with what you already have. My son, the best way to build wealth is not by just accumulation, but by understanding its value and how money works. Come and sit down here, my son. As the market bustled with activity, Abdi shared a remarkable story that forever changed how I viewed wealth. I fell back where I was, seated and ready to listen to his incredible story. His kind, wrinkled face was a testament to the wisdom he had gained through his experiences. Despite his simple appearance and seemingly humble life, he was actually a wealthy man with a hidden treasure beyond what met my eyes. And then, he begins to tell me his secrets. You see, Yasser, true wealth is about so much more than having a good job, flashy cars, or having big houses. It's about having time for yourself, having good health, and having the means to chase your dreams. And it's so worth it. As I listened, my eyes widened with each new revelation as Abdi revealed his unique and unconventional path to building real wealth. Despite his outward appearance of being jobless and poor, he was actually more than wealthy. He was a millionaire in the refugee camp. He was absolutely wealthy. He had everything a happy man could possibly want. I was really moved by his idea of wealth. It really resonated with me. The freedom to do whatever you want, whenever you want, having great health and an income that lets you make your dreams come true, that's what it's all about. Abdi was eager to share his secrets to building wealth. I'm thrilled to say that I currently own 10 trucks that work for the World Food Program. I started out with just one truck, and I bought it and rented it out. When I was in Somalia, I was really struggling financially because by then I had a job that wasn't paying well. I then got another job that took all my time from my family, but it was not worth it at the end of the day. And at the end of the day, I was still not able to support all my family as needed. But I was making progress. So I made the exciting decision to stop working for money and begin a new chapter in my life. After 2 years, I reinvested the profits into two more trucks, and within another year, I acquired not one but two even more. And the cycle continued. These trucks have become the lifeline of food distribution across East Africa, from Kenya to North Africa, the Republic of Chad. He was brimming with excitement as he continued, "I don't need any traditional job again." With a spark of excitement in his eyes, he leaned in and shared his most hidden dreams with me. "Despite my current wealth, I have more dreams beyond my fleet of trucks." "You know, Yasser," his voice full of excitement. "My dream is to buy 5 rental properties in Nairobi next year. That's when I'll start investing in some luxuries." He was so excited as he explained to me how these houses would bring in more money every month, helping him save up and reinvest even more. "With these properties, I'll finally be able to enjoy some of the luxuries I've been dreaming of." As I listened to Abdi, I suddenly realized that his dream was about so much more than just getting fancy stuff. It was about building a secure financial future for himself and his family. And he was going to make it happen. And that made me admire him even more. Abdi paused, his gaze thoughtful, before responding to my observation with a gleam in his eye. "You know, Yasser, when I was younger, I used to believe in the same advice. Go to school, study hard, and you'll land a good job at a big company. That's what everyone told me, my parents, my teachers, even my classmates. But I soon realized that this advice wasn't enough, and that there was so much more I could do. In fact, that's one of the reasons why many people are poor. And there are so many more exciting reasons out there. There's no guarantee you'll achieve your real financial freedom through having a job, but there are other ways to achieve it." He revealed how the traditional path of education leading to a corporate job wasn't always the key to success. And it was a real light bulb moment for me. Instead, Abdi's own journey taught him some invaluable lessons. He learned the importance of thinking outside the box, creating a solid passive income system, seizing opportunities, and creating his own path to prosperity. Comparing Abdi's story to my observations was a real eye-opener. It made me question what we learn at school and the reality in which we live. While our education system often promotes a linear path to success, Abdi's experience showed us something new and exciting about money. In this book, I'm going to answer a question you've probably been wondering about. When will we finally be able to put an end to the problems of job insecurity, low pay, higher taxes, and inflation? Are we really going for a better future? Absolutely. We're not just rotating around the same cycle. The truth is, these issues will never fully disappear. But that's not a bad thing. The economy is constantly growing and evolving, technology is advancing in amazing ways, and job markets are changing at an incredible pace. AI is even taking over jobs we used to do. The good news is that we have the opportunity to continuously learn new skills and fit into the exciting new job opportunities that are becoming available. We can't just wait around for these challenges to resolve themselves. We need to grab the bull by the horns and take action. And blaming our government is definitely not the answer. I truly believe that the solution lies in changing our mindset and adopting the right approach to building real wealth. I know some people are going to disagree with me, but I've realized it, and I've tried it for myself, and it's been a total game changer. And I'm so happy with the results. The great news is that you are completely free to make your own choice. I've already done it, and I'm so excited to share my experience with you. And another question you're asking yourself is, what can I do? The shift begins with how you perceive education and employment, and it's a great place to start. If you are currently working and you feel like you aren't getting paid what you're worth, it's time to move beyond the idea of being just an employee and start creating the life you really want. The world of work is changing. The traditional path of working as an employee is no longer offering the financial security or satisfaction it once did. I'm not against working as an employee. I just want to highlight the downside so you can see what you're up against. I know you must be wondering, how can I change my mindset? Do I get to go to another school? Absolutely not. It's really straightforward. The formula is to use a simple skill that I'll teach you in this book to serve a global audience. It's about making the exciting transition from working as an employee to becoming an entrepreneur. Are you ready to take control of your financial future? Let's do this. I truly believe that every person on this earth is born an entrepreneur. It's in our DNA. But sadly, only a few people practice what it means to be an entrepreneur. I think you are too. When you asked me for help, I gave you this book because I knew it could help you in the easiest way possible. I've made sure that everything I'm talking about here is something you can learn and do by yourself. And I'm here to help you do it. If I can do it, I know you can too. This book is the ultimate resource for anyone looking to create and manage the ever-changing landscapes of earning and managing money in the digital economy. It's your key to unlocking financial freedom. Are you ready to take control of your future? If you're ready, let's take on the challenge together. To start, let me say everyone has a little voice inside them that sometimes says, you can't do it, or why bother? But you can do it, and you should bother. That voice is your inner demon holding you back from achieving greatness in life. Guess what? You have the power to beat that demon. I'm so excited to share a simple secret with you that has helped me a lot and can help you too. You have the power to change your life in so many amazing ways. Once you realize you have that power to change things, that demon inside you gets weaker. Every time you believe in yourself and make a move to change your own life, you become stronger financially too. Every single one of us is born with big dreams. Beautiful, vibrant, exciting ones. As children, we dream of becoming doctors, astronauts, teachers, or artists. And we can all become those things. When we are young, we imagine building incredible castles, exploring distant planets, and creating amazing wonders. These dreams are pure and full of hope. We have the power within us to become any person we want to be. These dreams are a natural part of who we are. We trust ourselves, and we believe we have all the powers. However, as we grow older, many of us find these dreams fading away. But this doesn't mean they're gone forever. And it's not that our dreams naturally die out. We kill them ourselves with the inner demon of doubt and fear that grows within us. These demons take control of us by spreading lies that we're not good enough, that our dreams are foolish, or that it's too late to chase what we truly desire. But we can conquer these demons and reclaim our power. I was so lucky to realize this secret. I got control of my feelings and started my journey. And look at me now. I'm writing books to inspire millions of people around the world. The demon inside us isn't loud, or obviously there. It's sneaky and destructive. But we can overcome it. The demon only uses our past failures, our insecurities, and the negative words of others to convince us to give up. If you wake up in the morning and you have this feelings like, I'll never be successful. People like me don't do this. It's too risky. I need more education to do this. I need more money to make money. Or something similar. You have to know that it is the little demons inside you that are trying to hunt you down. I suggest you wake up right now and run to the gym. Do a little push-up, go to the bathroom and take a nice slow bath and listen to this audiobook. Trust me, you will find that these demons will start to disappear and you will start to feel better. These demons feed on our fear and grow stronger every time we listen to them, making our dreams seem further and further out of reach. If you kill the demon inside you, believe me, nothing can stop you. Remember, the demon in you does not control your destiny. It is you who should be in charge. Your dreams have been given to you for a reason. They are as much a part of you as your heart and soul. Fight for them. Protect them. Nurture them back to life. You are capable, and it's never too late to make your dreams come true. And I am not joking. Every human being on this earth has this feeling in them. And you know what? I have mine too. And the only difference is that I know how to deal with them. I am in full control of myself. My demons are tough. They always try to bring me down. But when I realized that I had the power to change my own life, I fought back. I rose from my bed of death and I went after my dreams. Now it's your turn. It is time to face your demons. Believe in yourself, set your goals, and start your marathon. This is your life and your story. It is you to make it a great one. I gave you this book because you are someone very special to me. You asked for help, and I truly believe you have an angel in you. Like everyone, you have a good voice inside you. The good voice inside you is like an angel. It helps you, encourages you, and tells you that you can do amazing things. Sometimes it's hard to listen to because of all the bad voices trying to bring you down. But I just want to help you learn to listen to the angels inside you. You see, when my friends tell me, get a high-paying job and work hard, the question I always ask them is, work hard doing what? If it is working for money, I usually think back to the story Abdi told me. So far, I have discovered that working very hard at a high-paying job is not the smartest way to build wealth. To be clear, simply working hard and trading my time for money isn't an effective strategy. I have seen a few people enjoy high-paying jobs and make a good living from them. But the reality is that if you visit any company around, you will find that it is only the top 3% of management that are highly paid. So the question is, where did the 97% go? Have you ever thought about that? The truth is that they are the majority who are struggling to make ends meet, even with their high grades at university. I think you now have an idea why I am seeing the people who tell me that getting a higher paying job is one of the most efficient ways to build wealth are the ones who are hunting me down on a daily basis. Instead, I started using my valuable time to create systems, equipment, and assets that generate ongoing cash flow. I consider investing in properties that generate a steady stream of income, putting money in my pocket every month, every week, and even every day, without actually working. I strongly believe that this is the way hard work really pays off. If there is any better way to achieve financial freedom, it's this one. This way of building wealth is about finding ways to make money without having to work all the time. And guess what? You don't need a university degree to do it. If you can reflect back on Abdi's story, I think what I'm talking about makes sense to you, right? I know it can be a difficult thing to change your mindset, especially if you're used to being paid as an employee. But believe me, it's a crucial step to long-term success. If you think this is another lie, just take a look around your neighborhood. You'll see that many of the richest people out there are doing exactly what I'm talking about. Right now you have two choices. You can continue to work hard for money to the bitter end, or you can change your mindset and start making money work for you. There's no third option. If there is a third option, it might be to sit where you are now and hope for miracles to happen. Waiting for the economy to improve is like waiting for poverty to hit you. Instead of waiting for the economy to magically improve or for the government to increase your salary, I want to invite you on a journey with me. Let's make it happen together. If you're already a freelancer, IT professional, or just starting out and want to achieve real financial freedom, I'm here to guide you every step of the way after you finish reading this book. I've already supported over 6,000 students in East Africa to achieve their dreams while working with various organizations. And now, I want to extend that help to the whole world, beyond the boundaries of a single classroom. Success doesn't just magically happen. It comes when you work hard in the right direction and stick to your goals. As Vidal Sassoon once said, "The only place where success comes before work is in the dictionary." In other words, if you want to achieve anything, you've got to put in the effort first. Whether it's learning a new skill, starting a business, or achieving any goal, you have to keep working at it and never give up. And when it comes to making real money from passive income, you don't need a fancy degree. All you need to do is change the way you think about making money the traditional way and focus on creating assets that make money for you without requiring much effort from yourself. The unfiltered truth about money. I have talked a lot, but in this section I just want to reveal the unfiltered truth about money, and about how money plays a crucial role in your life. We've talked a lot about mindset, and how important it is to success. Now, we're going to get into something exciting. We're going to start building one of those passive income streams we've been talking about. Remember, this is the golden opportunity I mentioned earlier in the book. It's time to get ready to grab it. When we talk about money, it's often considered a taboo subject. But it is essential to address it head-on if you want to build real wealth and achieve financial freedom. As a freelancer, IT professional, or anyone reading this book, understanding the true nature of money is the first step to taking control of your lifestyle. One of the most important lessons to learn about money is that it is a tool that can either work for you or against you. By understanding how to use money effectively, you can build real wealth through passive income streams that will continue to grow and provide you with financial security. Passive income can come in many forms, such as investments in rental properties, digital assets, or royalties from creative work. However, financial education is a key part of building real wealth. That is why I will be spending more time on this topic. I understand that without a clear roadmap, you may find yourself wandering aimlessly and struggling to make ends meet. But by learning how money works, you can track your progress and make adjustments where necessary. Whether you want to save for retirement, buy a home, or start a business, a solid financial education will help you succeed. Freelancing is a great way for someone starting out to earn an income. By using your skills and expertise outside of your regular job, you can earn extra income that can be used to invest in your future. Whether you take on freelance projects in your spare time or start a side business, these opportunities can provide the extra cash you need to build your wealth over time. The main difference between freelancing and a traditional job is the management structure. When you freelance, you're in charge. You are your own boss. You can make your own schedule and decide when to take breaks. But don't let this freedom mislead you. When you're freelancing, you're the driver. When you stop working, your income also stops. And I know you might be thinking, are you asking me to become a freelancer? Well, let me clear that up straight away. What I'm talking about goes beyond freelancing. I've been a freelancer and I've been successful, but there's a better option than freelancing. So far, I've shown you the best way to create real wealth. Like what Abdi is doing, building real wealth involves setting up a system that generates passive income. By the time you finish reading this book, I'll give you access to one of the systems I've built that consistently generates cash flow for me. I'll help you secure some clients until you're confident enough to run it independently. Once you're up and running smoothly, I'll step back and let you take full control. As I mentioned in the beginning, Dollars, Dreams, and Donuts is more than just a book. I've already given you strategies to conquer the inner demons that hold you back. We also discussed the unfiltered truth about money. Why money is just a tool, and how it can either propel you towards your financial dreams or hinder your progress if you fail to use it wisely. Knowing how to make it work for you is what I really want to show you. After you finish reading this book, I'll personally set up one of the passive income systems we'll discuss to help you on your journey to financial freedom. Just like Abdi, we don't have to work for money, but we do have to work to build the system that will help us generate income over and over again. The good news is that I already have the system and I want to share it with you. The only thing I ask is that you stay with me until the end of this journey. Together, we're not just talking about working harder, we're going to work smarter. As Warren Buffett wisely said, if you don't find a way to make money in your sleep, you'll work until you die. This quote reminds us of the importance of building income streams that don't require our constant attention. Learning from real teachers. In today's digital age, information is readily available wherever you look, from the internet to the countless books that exist. But there's something really special about learning from someone who's experienced it firsthand. I'm not just a teacher in name. I'm here to share with you the lessons and experiences I've gained through real-world experience and success. As someone who is truly passionate about what I do, I've given you insights, tips, and strategies that go beyond what you'll find in textbooks or online courses. By sharing my personal experiences, both successes and failures, I provide invaluable guidance for those seeking to build real wealth. Not all teachers are what they seem. In fact, I've come across many university lecturers whose main source of income comes from teaching rather than practicing what they teach. That's why I'm not a big fan of our education system either. Whether you're a freelancer, an IT professional, or someone who wants to build real wealth, I've already given you some inspiration. In upcoming chapters, I'll give you the resources to thrive and build real wealth through passive income streams. I can't wait to see you in the next chapter. Chapter 2. Building real wealth through passive income streams. Hold on a second. Before we start this chapter, let me make sure we are all on the same page. I've used the term passive income quite a lot in the last chapter. But just in case you're not familiar with what it means, let me explain. In simple terms, it's money you earn with minimal work on your part. For example, income from your rental property, your digital asset such as an ebook, or a digital course you sell online, and many more. Unlike active income, where you trade your time for money, passive income streams continue to generate income even when you're not actively working. This is a game changer for freelancers, IT professionals, or anyone like you who wants to build real wealth in today's digital age. If you really asked me for help, I am here to say I can assist you in creating and maintaining additional passive income streams. This not only increases your overall financial stability and security, but also acts as a safety net during times of economic uncertainty. With this safety net in place, you gain the freedom to focus on building wealth rather than relying solely on a paycheck. Even today, I still see people believing that their pension plans will cover all their needs after retirement. However, with increasing life expenses, rising healthcare costs, and high taxes, the money from pension plans may be less than it should be too. Honestly, I'm not saying that working in a regular 9-to-5 job is bad. I just decided to leave mine. It wasn't a quick decision, but I thought about it a lot and just realized that I was really miserable. Every time I had to ask my boss if I could take a day off, it was very hard and made me feel upset. I also didn't like staying late at work all the time, which kept me from being at home and doing things I enjoyed. My job felt like a trap. Every day was the same, doing things that didn't make me any happier or allow me to enjoy my own life. I felt I couldn't do any of the hobbies that made me happy. Life is too short to be that miserable. So I made the choice to leave. I chose to try something new, even though it was scary. But I was more excited than scared because I was finally taking control of my life again. Leaving my job wasn't just about quitting. It was about reclaiming my life, saying no to being trapped in an office. I was ready to go out and find happiness and do things that I care about the most. Now, when it comes to making money, there are two main types: passive income and active income. Knowing the difference between the two is key. As I mentioned earlier, passive income is income that is earned with little or no effort on the part of the earner. It can come from investments, rental properties, or royalties from creative work and many more. Passive income allows for financial freedom and the ability to earn money while doing little to nothing, and is often considered the holy grail of income streams. Off-cause, you first need to set it up correctly till it starts to generate you the income you need. On the other hand, active income is money you earn by actively working or providing services. An example is working in an office. This is the common traditional way of building wealth. It also includes the new professions such as freelancing or running your own small business where you are the operator of the business. Active income is essential to meet immediate financial needs, but it's limited by the number of hours you can work in a day. You can't increase your income. For instance, if you are a doctor and the salary for a doctor in your country is, let's say, $2,000 per month, you are stuck with that amount. Even if you work more hours than what is in your contract, it is a fixed rate and you have no authority to increase it the way you want. For self-employed people, IT professionals, or anyone else who is looking to build real wealth, a proper balance between active and passive income streams is key. While active income may be your main source, adding passive income provides financial security and stability. Options such as investing in stocks or property, creating digital products, or running a passive income business can help. And guess what? You're going to get access to one of my personally developed systems that is already generating passive income. That's why I've spent my time giving you real financial education. As I began to explore income generation beyond traditional jobs, I discovered that achieving financial freedom requires active learning and consistent work. Robert Kiyosaki once said, "Financial freedom is available to those who learn about it and work for it." His words resonate with me because they reflect my own experience. I have immersed myself in learning about different investment strategies and opportunities, and gradually applied this knowledge to my own financial decisions. Although I'm still on this journey and haven't yet reached the pinnacle of success, the progress I've made is real and tangible. Each step forward validates the effort and the belief that with continued learning and persistence, true financial freedom is within reach. If you are just starting out, building real wealth may require a combination of active and passive income streams. Don't hesitate to take the time to understand the difference between passive and active income and how to use both effectively to build a solid foundation for financial freedom. The importance of passive income in financial independence. I really want to emphasize this again. I shared with you the story of Abdi, how he went from being as a simple employee, struggling to make ends meet, to what he is today. I also explained how his story inspired me to start my journey. Knowing the importance of passive income changed my life. Now, whether you are a freelancer, an IT professional, or any other person reading this book, understanding the importance of passive income is the key to securing a stable and prosperous financial future. In previous chapter, I discussed the importance of passive income and how it can help you break out of the cycle of living paycheck to paycheck. One of the main benefits of passive income is that it allows you to generate money even when you are not actively working. This is one of the financial skills that our education systems fail to teach us in schools. With passive income, you can continue to earn an income while you travel or spend time with your loved ones. By creating multiple streams of passive income, you can build a solid foundation for financial freedom and achieve your long-term wealth goals. In this book, I'll share practical tips for generating passive income and emphasize the importance of diversifying streams to reduce risk and increase returns. Now let's talk about digital products. Creating and selling digital products. Creating and selling digital products is a lucrative way to build real wealth and generate passive income streams. Whether you are a freelancer, IT professional, or anyone else who wants to build real wealth, this subchapter will give you the tools and strategies you need. Many people think that creating a digital product is difficult, but here is how I easily create mine. To start creating digital products, I first identify a niche that matches my skills and expertise. Whether it's the online courses I have created, ebooks, software, or digital downloads, I choose a product that solves a problem or meets a need for my target audience. I conduct market research to understand the demand for my product and to ensure that it has a competitive advantage in the digital marketplace. And once I have identified the demand, I then start to create the product, such as an ebook or video course, that I want to produce. I sit down and imagine that I am actually interacting with the potential customer. I do it in a very simple way, as if I were speaking to the prospect. I mean, solving the end customer's problem. For example, if I am designing a course, I will start by recording a video introducing myself. This is the first step that anyone would naturally use to start a conversation. Then I start by outlining what I will cover in the course. I answer all the expectations. Then I go on to explain what is needed for the students to really achieve what I'm going to teach in the course. The next step could be the first thing to do, and I explain it practically in front of a camera. Or I write it down step by step in a logical way, so that when the students follow along with me, they will be able to do exactly what I am illustrating. I keep it simple and easy. So, whether you're a graphic designer, a programmer, a writer, or marketer, using your skills to create engaging and informative digital products that resonate with your target audience is something that anyone can do. Now is the right time to invest time and resources in the development of products that will showcase your expertise and professionalism and sell them to the market. I still wonder why every day I get a lot of Facebook or Instagram DMs asking me if I can help them get a job. And when I ask them about their skills, someone will tell me they have a degree in accounting. Bro, you said you have a degree, and you are still unemployed. What are you doing with this technology you have in your hand? I mean the smartphone. Let me ask you. I am talking to you. You are listening to this audiobook. Are you like these people? You are listening on a smartphone, right? I am very sure that there are more than 2 or 3 smartphones in your house. Have you ever asked yourself, how can I make a difference in my life with this technology that I have been blessed with? If you have never tried to help yourself with the technology in your hand, there is no better way to help yourself than with the technology in your hand. If I were you, I could lock myself in a room for 6 months, master at least one skill, and then come out a different person. You have the ability to learn a new skill that almost everyone will throw money at you to solve their problems. Learning a skill that makes you valuable to people around the world is the secret to creating your own bank. It's just a matter of commitment to really adding value to yourself and then marketing your skill to the right people. Every person on this earth has something unique about them. And if you don't, please listen to this book very carefully. I am quite sure that if you put into practice what you have learned here, you will be a different person in the next few months. I am not claiming that the journey will be easy, but what I can promise is that you must take the necessary steps to change your own life. You see, creating and selling digital products is a powerful way to build real wealth and generate passive income. The advantage of this method is that it doesn't cost much to get started, and it doesn't require a lot of academic training. If you are really committed, you can do it. Unlike traditional businesses, where you may need a lot of money up front for things like manufacturing products or renting space, with digital products, all you really need is your ideas and a computer. The rest are things you already have. Things like patience, learning a new skill from a free platform like YouTube, and a commitment to implementing what you have learned. Another cool thing about digital products is that they can help you grow really quickly. Once you make something digital, like an ebook or an online course, you can sell it over and over again without having the problem of recreating more copies. This means you can reach people all over the world, which can lead to a lot more sales and money in your pocket. Selling the product does require some effort, such as marketing and customer service, but compared to a traditional job where you trade hours for money, the work you put into selling a digital product can feel much more passive. Sometimes you can set up systems to sell your product online, like a website or a sales funnel, and continue to make money from it without having to be actively involved every hour of the day. It's like planting a seed that grows into a money tree, providing you with income even when you're sleeping or doing other things you enjoy. Flexibility and time freedom were major factors that attracted me to digital product development early in my career. Unlike traditional jobs where you're tied to a fixed schedule and location, digital product creation allows me to create my own workday. If you are like me, I don't really need to tell you what you need to do at this point in time. You know what to do. I understand that everyone has a different start. I had a bad beginning myself, and I realized that I had to take responsibility for my own life. I started my own journey very late after university. As for you, it is not too late. Being able to organize my schedule according to my lifestyle and preferences is a game changer for me. It gives me the freedom to work when and where I want, free from the constraints of a typical 9-to-5. Now that we have covered how to create any form of digital product, in the next chapter we will learn how I started as a freelancer and transitioned into a full software as a service company, and how I am now supporting thousands of young people around the world. My hope is that if my service can be of benefit to you, we will do business together as soon as possible. I can't wait to meet you. Chapter 3. Building Real Wealth as a Freelancer. Before we start this chapter, let me clear up something. Freelancing is not the best way to build wealth, but it is a great way to start your journey. Whether you've tried it before or you're new to the industry, there are endless opportunities to earn extra income through side hustle. One of the first steps is an assessment of your skills, interests, and resources. Think about what you are passionate about and what skills you are good at. This will help you to narrow down potential ideas that are aligned with your skills and interests. As a web designer, freelancing was a good choice for me. Although freelancing can seem hard, it's all about using your skills to help others while doing what you're good at. Every step you take is a chance to learn entrepreneurial responsibility and make a difference in people's lives. So keep the faith, stay positive, and enjoy the ride. We've got this totally figured out. When I started 2018, I was scared to share my skills. But after completing a few projects, I gained the courage to get out there. Sometimes taking that first step is the hardest part. But once you do, you'll see just how much you can achieve. If you keep pushing, you'll be surprised at what you can achieve. The best way to grow has been networking with other entrepreneurs, freelancers, and professionals in my industry. I just want to start this chapter by sharing how I market myself as a freelancer. How to market yourself as a freelancer. In today's competitive business environment, knowing how to market yourself as a freelance professional is crucial. As a freelancer, IT professional, or anyone looking to build real wealth, it's important to understand the power of personal branding and marketing. One of the first steps in marketing yourself as a freelance professional is to identify your unique value proposition. What makes you different from your competitors? What skills, experience, or expertise do you bring to the table that makes you stand out? By clearly defining your USPs, you can effectively communicate your value to potential clients or customers and stand out in a crowded marketplace. Be the person who wants to help people. You will soon get that person who needs your help. It's that simple. In 2018, I started designing high-quality websites. Once I had defined my unique value proposition as a professional, I focused on building a strong personal brand. This meant creating a professional website, being active on social media, and sharing marketing materials that showcased my skills. It was about being authentic and creating a pathway to freelance success. In my experience, actively promoting myself was key to attracting clients. I networked with other freelancers, attended events, and used social media to showcase my work. Being proactive about promoting myself positioned me as an expert, increased my visibility, and broadened my client base. You don't have to be a celebrity to do this. My success as a freelancer has largely come from consistently telling people about my web design services. When I meet with a potential client, I always tell them how I can be of the most help. I show them the benefits of hiring me instead of my competitors. By always spreading the word about what I do, I have been able to get more clients and grow my business. Although my current focus is on running a software as a service business, I still develop websites. If you have a need for a website, I am the man for the job. At the time of writing this book, I had designed over 80 websites for businesses, and I also run a web hosting company called Digital Ninjas Cloud. Whether you're starting from scratch or want to update your current website, I have the skills to make it happen. Helping small businesses grow is what I am good at. These days, having a website is vital. It's like your online storefront where people can find you and learn about what you have to offer. Whether you're a small business, a freelancer, or just someone with a passion to share, a website helps you reach a wider audience and establish credibility. So if you haven't got one yet, it's definitely worth considering. Let's say you're a freelancer now and you already have a beautiful website, a strong social media presence, and you're getting sales. It's time to take it to the next level. Turning from a freelance to agency. I started my journey as a freelancer. I worked independently, taking on projects and enjoying the flexibility of being my own boss. I realized that I needed more help to keep up with all the work as my small business grew. That's when I took the step from working on my own to setting up an agency. It may seem daunting, but it's just the next step in growing your business. don't be afraid to take it on. With the right attitude and approach, you can make a smooth transition and achieve even greater success. You've got it. One of the main advantages of the transition from freelance to agency ownership is the ability to take on larger projects. As a freelancer, time and resources limit the size of projects you can take on. It doesn't have to be a big agency. Hiring two or three people is enough to give you time to yourself while you have a team in place to manage your new clients. By expanding into an agency, you can bring in additional team members with a variety of skills and expertise, allowing you to take on more complex and lucrative projects. Another benefit of switching from freelance to agency is the ability to scale your business more effectively. As a freelancer, your earning potential is often limited by the number of hours you can work in a day. By owning an agency, you can leverage the skills and talents of your team members to take on more projects and increase your revenue stream. This can help you build real wealth through passive income streams and financial planning. The transition from freelancing to agency business has been a rewarding journey for me in the IT industry. By carefully planning and strategizing my transition, I've been able to create real wealth through passive income streams. It hasn't always been easy, but with the right mindset and determination, I've turned my freelance business into a successful agency that provides a steady stream of income and opportunities for growth. The good news is, you don't have to start from scratch. Today, I have made Best Digital Ninjas available to anyone who wants to run an agency. We have all the tools you need to run a successful AI digital automation agency. If I can do it, so can you. It's all about taking the first step and believing in yourself. Don't let the demons take over. You are the one in charge. At Best Digital Ninjas, we have marketing automation tools to communicate and follow up with clients. We have systems like SMS system, email automation system, social media integration system, web design and hosting system, reputation management system, and whatever you can think of. We have done it for you. Since 2018, I've always had this dream of providing a tool that can help millions, if not thousands, of people around the world. And when I look back, oh my God, many thanks to the great Lord of Heaven, you helped me get through it. Best Digital Ninjas is the tool that I have been dreaming about for so long. And now that you need something to sell to provide you with a steady stream of income, instead of creating your own system, which is not easy, Best Digital Ninjas is a system that you can rebrand as your own and sell. Go to bestdigitalninjas.com and follow the instructions on how to get started. If you face any challenges, I will be there. I can't wait to hear from you. You've come a long way on this journey with me, and you've picked up a wealth of knowledge along the way, but don't stop here. Keep going, for the best is yet to come. Remember why you started this journey by listening to this book in the first place. Whether it's financial freedom, personal fulfillment, or the excitement of building something from ground up, you have a powerful reason to keep going. Don't be discouraged by obstacles or setbacks. Every challenge you face is an opportunity to become stronger and more resilient. So dig deep, stay focused, and move forward with unwavering determination. Your success is waiting for you on the other side, and I believe in you every step of the way. Chapter 4. Building your digital empire. There are countless opportunities to build real wealth through the power of technology in today's digital age. If you don't have a system in place to generate income for you, it's not too late. You've been asleep for far too long, and it's time to wake up. Your life has been wasted. It's all about transformation. Either you will be transformed, or the transformation around you will shock you. I want you to be the one that changes. You got me, right? Building a digital asset business can be a smart step for any freelancer, IT professional, or anyone listening to this book who wants to build real wealth. Not only does it offer the potential for financial rewards, but it also allows you to leverage your existing skills and knowledge in the digital space to create time for things you love. There are endless opportunities to capitalize on your expertise and turn it into a profitable venture. Whether you have experience in web design, SEO, social media marketing, or content creation. Of course, building and growing a successful digital business does take a certain amount of dedication, not hard work, as people are always trying to discourage you from doing. If I have written this book for any reason, it is to make it a lot easier for you. Dedication is not necessarily hard work. It's about loving what you do and getting up early to do that one thing you can do. Now, let me give you an overview of one of the ways I generate income online without doing any technical work. How to start a web hosting business. There are countless opportunities for anyone to generate passive income through various online ventures in today's digital age. One of the most forgotten methods of doing this is through the use of web hosting services. Web hosting involves renting server space to companies, small business, and any person out there to publish their websites on the internet, making it a valuable component of any online business. One way to use web hosting for passive income is to sell hosting services to customers. This involves purchasing a bulk hosting plan from a provider and then selling individual hosting packages to customers at a premium. This is exactly what I do for a living. By effectively managing the hosting accounts and providing additional customer service, I create a steady stream of passive income without having to invest a lot of money, time, or resources. I know you're thinking, I'm not an IT professional and I can't manage a server. Here is the plan. At Digital Ninjas Cloud, we take care of the management and help you learn how to find customers. We will also help you network and connect you with designers who will create and host websites on your server. When we're sure you're ready to do it on your own, we'll step back and let you take over. Together, we'll build your business skills and empower you to thrive on your own. We strive to provide a unique approach to support, one that is tailored to your specific needs and goals. By providing personalized guidance, resources, and connections, I aim to empower you to succeed in your endeavors. Your success is my priority, and I'm committed to being there for you every step of the way. How to scale your hosting business. Here is how you can scale your hosting business as a freelancer, IT professional, or anyone who has subscribed to our system to build real wealth through passive income. Let's break down the potential amount of income that you can generate from this business. Let's say you offer web hosting for $5 per month per customer. That's $60 per year for each client. And if you have 50 clients, you'll make 50 clients, x 60 per year, hawker $3,000 per year. If you have 100 clients, that's 100 clients, x $60 per year, or $6,000 per year. Now let's look at a larger scale. Let's say you have 1,000 clients. You're looking at 1,000 clients multiplied by $60 a year. That's $60,000 a year. And with 10,000 clients, it would be 10,000 clients multiplied by $60 per year, which is $600,000 per year. As you can see, the income potential grows significantly as your client number increases. This is where the concept of the passive income stream comes into play. Once you've set up your hosting account with us, you can continue to earn money without necessarily having to work more hours for each individual client. Investing in web hosting today is like owning a real estate business, except that it is a digital server where businesses rent their website space on the internet. And the good news is that every business, small or large, needs web hosting. And as AI advances, more people will have websites because almost anyone can create a website, even if you are not a developer. And the basic requirement will be to have hosting after you buy the domain name. Nowadays, many people want to have a website for their business or personal use, so there's always a demand for hosting services. This means you'll have customers lined up to use your hosting space, which is great for you as the owner of the server. The great thing about web hosting is that it's a bit like getting paid on a recurring basis. During my time in Kenya, I interviewed 20 IT graduates from universities, including the University of Nairobi, Kenyatta University, and Moi University. Surprisingly, not one of them had studied the topic I'm talking about at their university, a clear indication that there is a huge gap in the educational curriculum when it comes to teaching practical skills that can be used to start a real profitable business. Most universities focus on teaching employability skills, not business skills. That's why most of today's job seekers are graduates with degrees for which they can't find a relevant job. This gap in real-world education highlights the need for a more relevant approach. That's why I had the courage to start this company and do something about it. On the 14th of December 2013, while traveling home from Kenya, I spent 14 days in Juba. During my visit to Jama Juba University, I also had a discussion with some IT students. I was surprised when one of them claimed that it was the first time he had ever met someone who is a manager of a web hosting company. I have always had this question in my mind. Why does our education system focus more on creating employees rather than helping students become entrepreneurs? Are our universities really preparing students to create the lifestyle they need? Or are they creating a pool of thousands of graduates who will wander the streets looking for jobs which are not technically available? It seems like there's a huge gap between what universities teach and what the real world needs. Learning more about entrepreneurship could open up so many opportunities for students. They could start their own businesses, create more jobs, and contribute to the economy in a meaningful way. And with the internet becoming more important than ever, knowing how to manage web hosting for the IT students could be a valuable skill for anyone entering the workforce. Instead of making a one-off sale, they can charge their customers monthly to keep their websites online. This steady income can really add up over time, giving them a stable source of income they can rely on. If you connect with us today, you won't have to worry. You are well taken care of. Because our service is cloud-based and we handle everything for our clients, your overhead cost is super low. You don't have to worry about server maintenance, hardware upgrades, or other expenses. The money your customers pay goes straight into your pocket as profit. By offering this hassle-free solution, we give you great value while increasing your own revenue. Every new customer you get adds more money to your bottom line without increasing your expenses. This makes our business model super efficient and profitable for everyone, regardless of their technical skills. Plus, our cloud-based hosting service is really affordable, making it even more attractive to potential clients. You get reliable web hosting company ready to operate without the technical stuff or big upfront costs. It's simple, cost-effective, and helps you build long-term business relationships for a steady stream of income down the road. With just two clients paying $60 a year each, you'll have everything you need to cover the cost of purchasing a server from us and managing it for a full year. You won't have to pay this amount of money out of your own pocket. We'll help you run advertisements to attract two or more customers to cover the cost. Then we'll hand you a fully functioning business that generates recurring income. Can you imagine a better business opportunity than that? Imagine owning a business that not only pays for itself, but puts money in your pocket every month. With just a few customers, you can cover all your costs and more. That is how we help small business who are starting out. We'll do the heavy lifting of acquiring customers through targeted advertising, leaving you with a profitable and sustainable business. It's an opportunity to build a steady stream of income without the usual upfront investment. I know you're wondering why we're offering this. There's no hidden agenda. Once you sign up to one of our plans, we'll quickly help you get a few clients to cover the cost of running the server. After that, any additional clients you get go straight into your pocket as profit. It's a win-win situation for everyone. You only pay the management of the server, but the actual business income is yours. By quickly helping you get those initial clients to cover the cost of managing the server, we set the stage for a profitable venture. Any additional customers you attract will be pure profit for you. It's a model based on fairness and cooperation, where everyone is a winner. Ready to take your website hosting to the next level? Our cloud-based hosting service helps you earn more while offering great value to clients. No more server maintenance and infrastructure costs. We handle everything. Call us to start building your wealth today with affordable, reliable hosting solutions. Join us and experience the simplicity, scalability, and profitability of our cloud-based hosting service. Don't miss out on this opportunity to transform your business and secure a steady income for the future. Book a call with us now at digitalninjascloud.com. Chapter 5. Overcoming challenges and staying motivated as an entrepreneur. Congratulations, you have just made it to the last chapter of the book. But I am pretty sure that most of the strongest demons inside you are active right now, trying to destroy all the valuable ideas you have learned from me. I know you have some butterflies inside you now saying this, things like this is not for me. If you have these feelings in you, let me be honest with you. There is no better opportunity out there. Everything in life is hard. Till you decide that enough is enough. I have to get things done. I have to change my own life for a better. It all starts when you have that desire in you, then start implementation. The desires or dreams in you alone don't work. Getting what you dream of done is what make the difference. Let me say it again. Getting what you dream of done is what make the difference. As a digital business owner, challenges and frustrations is an unavoidable part of your journey to building real wealth. And it is very important to understand that setbacks are not the end of the road, but rather opportunities for growth and learning. In this chapter, we're going to look at how to deal with challenges, the fee of failing and setbacks in a constructive way that will ultimately lead to success. First and foremost, it is important to maintain a positive attitude when faced with challenges. Instead of dwelling on the negative aspects of a challenge, try to see it as an opportunity to reevaluate your strategies and make improvements. Remember that every successful entrepreneur has faced challenges along the way. What sets them apart is their ability to pick themselves up and keep moving forward. I like this proverb that says, "When the going gets tough, the tough get going." One way to deal with a challenge is to analyze what went wrong and identify the root causes of the problem. By understanding the reasons behind the problem, you can take appropriate steps to solve the problem. Doing it this will help you to overcome this challenge and to avoid making similar mistakes in the future. This process of self-reflection and continuous improvement is essential for long-term success in anything you do in life. It's not just applicable to a digital entrepreneur. Another important aspect of dealing with frustration is to seek support from mentors, colleagues, or friends who can offer guidance and encouragement. We are here to help you. Surrounding yourself with a strong support system like ours will help you stay motivated and focused during challenging times. Remember, you are not alone when you face a challenge. Reach out for help when you need it. Finally, it is important to remain patient and persistent in the face of challenges. Success as a digital entrepreneur is not guaranteed overnight. It takes time, effort, and dedication to build real wealth through a system like the examples I shared with you within this book. As a side note, you may already have a job that is generating you an income. I don't mean you quit your job to start a random internet business that will make you millions of dollars as you hear every day on social media. I am just sharing my story, how I help people around the world do what I do, and at least you get to understand me better. Chances are you may be looking into starting the same business like mine. Then this could be a great opportunity for us to connect. By getting to work with me, it's going to be much easier for you. Staying committed to your goals and learning from the less mistakes that you may make can overcome frustrating obstacles and ultimately achieve the success you desire. As a freelancer, IT professional, or employee transitioning into the world of entrepreneurship, you may often face new challenges and uncertainties. As I said, having a support system and mentor can provide valuable guidance, motivation, and resources to help you overcome these challenges effectively. Now, one of the first steps in finding support and mentorship is to identify individuals or a group of people who have experience in the world of entrepreneurship. This could be fellow entrepreneurs, business owners, industry experts, or mentors who have successfully started and grown their own businesses. As we speak, I have built my web hosting company, Digital Ninjas Cloud, from the ground up to where it is today. Connecting with us can help you build a relationship and gain insights from our experiences. As service providers, we understand the importance of finding mentors and building a strong support system. It's vital to connect with like-minded people like us who can offer encouragement, valuable advice, and constructive feedback. We encourage you to join our entrepreneur groups, participate in any mastermind sessions, or engage with online communities where you can share your experiences and learn from others who are on a similar journey. By surrounding yourself with positive and supportive peers, you'll find the motivation and focus you need to achieve your goals. As you know, mentors are like the secret ingredient in your journey as an entrepreneur. They're there to offer valuable advice and guidance on everything from business planning and marketing strategies to financial management and goal setting. With our wealth of experience, we bring a fresh perspective and share our own stories to help you avoid common pitfalls and mistakes. By absorbing our knowledge and insights, you'll be able to make informed decisions and take calculated risks that pave the way for your business's success. How to maintain work-life balance and avoiding burnout. For everyone, but especially for freelancers, IT professionals, and employees looking to build real wealth through various means, maintaining a work-life balance and avoiding burnout is crucial. In the hustle and bustle of everyday life, it can be easy to get caught up in work and forget to take time for yourself. However, it is important to remember that burnout can have serious consequences for both your physical and mental health, as well as your ability to perform at your best. Now, one of the most important ways to maintain work-life balance is to set boundaries between work and home life. This could mean setting specific working hours and sticking to them, as well as creating a separate workspace from where you relax and unwind. By setting these boundaries, you can create a clear distinction between work time and personal time, allowing you to focus fully on each aspect of your life without feeling overwhelmed. Another important aspect of avoiding burnout is to prioritize self-care. This could include regular exercise, healthy eating habits, and getting enough sleep each night. A common idea I learned from every billionaire I interacted with, whether through their courses, books, podcasts, or live streams, is that taking care of your physical health can have a direct impact on your mental well-being, helping you to feel more energetic and focused on your financial growth. Also, taking time to relax and unwind, be it through hobbies, spending time with loved ones, or simply taking a break from working, can help you re-energize and prevent burnout. It can be tempting to try to do everything by yourself as a freelancer, IT professional, or employee. However, this can lead to feeling overloaded. By delegating tasks to others or asking for help when you need it, you can reduce your workload and make time for yourself, ultimately leading to a more balanced and fulfilling life. Ultimately, maintaining work-life balance and avoiding burnout is essential for building real wealth through passive income streams and growing a successful business. By taking care of yourself and prioritizing your well-being, you can ensure that you are able to perform at your best, make informed decisions, and ultimately achieve your goals of financial success and independence. Eat well and stay healthy. Avoid drugs, as you know drugs are poison to your body and mind. Remember, a healthy work-life balance is not a luxury. It is a necessity for long-term success and happiness. How to get help from me. Before I go ahead to explain how you can get help from me, I really want to appreciate you for your time going through this book. You may have seen my content online and have a little bit of doubt about who really this person is. But so far, I am very sure you now have a great idea of who is this person behind this technology, and more importantly, how can you get assistance from me to help your business? As a successful entrepreneur who has built real wealth through various digital income streams, I understand the challenges that people who are just starting out face when trying to achieve business growth on the internet. I want to outline how you can get help from me to automate your system of operation and grow your business to achieve your financial goals. One way to get help from me is to take advantage of the resources and tools I provide in this book. I have outlined strategies for building real wealth through passive income streams, goal setting, side hustles, freelance work, and building a successful web hosting business. By following the advice and tips I offer, you can start taking the necessary steps towards achieving your financial dreams. Another way to get help from me is to reach out for personalized advice and guidance. Our doors are open. Whether you have questions about a specific topic in this book or want to brainstorm ideas for growing your current business, I am here to support you. You can reach out through email, social media, or even schedule a one-on-one consultation to discuss your unique situation and goals. In addition to providing resources and personalized advice, I also offer coaching programs. These programs cover a range of topics, from planning your work digitally and goal setting to building and growing a successful digital business. By participating in these programs, you can gain valuable insights, tools, and support to accelerate your journey towards financial success. As we conclude the chapter, I just want to let you know that I'm here to be your ally in building real wealth through this tech journey. Whatever challenge you have, I don't promise I can solve everything or every problem you have, but I can promise there is one or two things we can get done together. I'm dedicated to supporting you at every turn. Don't hesitate to reach out. I'm eager to hear from you and help you achieve your goals. Best regards, Yasser Mahadi.